person. What do you remember from last year?
Quite a bit. You know, he left us maybe sort of, you know, left us in the dust, maybe, I guess you could say, a little bit. You know, he's back this year, and, you know, he's a great athlete. You know, they're a very good team, and, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough game for us. So,
talk about the challenges that he presents for a middle linebacker.
You know, you just can't really ever take your eyes off him. You know, you're trying to cover one guy, but, you know, at the same time, he could pull it down and run and, you know, be very successful at both. So, you know, it's just, you're just going to have to elevate our awareness and elevate our intensity.
About the play where he runs as fast as he can to the right, doesn't even stop, and then throws back to the left. Kirk mentioned he saw one of those in the film last weekend. Can that just tear every defense apart?
Well, I think it's just about being disciplined on the backside and, you know, understanding, you know, if this receiver's not coming to block you, you know, he might be running a route or, you know, something like that. Again, I'll get a chance to look at it on film and then go from there.
Can you talk about how long were you a redshirt? Briefly, like 2 minutes?
I was on the opening kickoff this
season.
That's
right, you were. Right?
Yeah.
How long in camp were you a redshirt? Was it always a plan to play?
Yep. I think as far as what I was told, you know, I was always going to be on special teams.
So was there no conversation with you? You were just an assumption?
I wouldn't say an assumption. You know, I mean, I don't think coaches have these pre-described, you know, who's going to redshirt and who's not when guys come into camp. It's more or less, you know, the fans that sort of do that stuff in their mind and stuff like that. The coaches are really, you know, they're looking for guys that can play and guys that can help us win. And so when we get guys into camp, you know, we're watching them to see how they play. And if they can help us, great, you know. And if it's better for them to redshirt, then they redshirt. But I don't think, you know, I think it would be detrimental, you know, to development of our program if we had this notion of who's going to redshirt and who didn't before they ever put the pads on.
It comes down to it's a conversation with some guys. Prater was also assumed in. Not really assumed, but you know what I mean.
Right.
It seems like it's there are conversations with guys, and guys do have tough decisions to make. What do you say to a guy like that? You know, I'm sure last year you and Kirksey had somewhat similar conversation thoughts.
Sure. I think, you know, if a guy has an option to elect a redshirt or not to redshirt, I think there's benefits to both. And then if you're looking at, you know, pros versus cons, I don't really think there's a bad side to any of them, you know. Mm-hmm. As a football player, I wanted to get on the field as early as I could. And if not, you know, so be it. I had a year to focus on just getting better and not really having to worry about the stress of game week and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.